And then I'll said, I know of certain chachmis. Chachmis means items of wisdom. Wisdom is something that ordinary people are not aware of, something that is very deep. And when a person hears something that is deep, wisdom, called a chiddush, for example, something new, then there is a feeling of satisfaction, of gladness, because he feels that something missing now has been returned to him. There's a joyous feeling when a person learns a blot Gemara, and he gets to a Tesis Kasha, and then that Kasha is answered, he feels fulfilled. Something very happy about that. So this is called Chachmais HaTeda, wisdom of Teda. There are also times when a person has other types of wisdom. A person learns things that are new. He learns mathematical tricks, or he learns other types of wisdom like music. He enjoys a new knowledge, a new type of knowledge from which he can benefit. Or astrology, stars, study of the stars, any kind of chachma that could satiate a person. So it is possible, very logical and possible, that a person might be very hungry at the time. He's ready to go for his lunch or his supper. He's listening to a chiddush. He forgets about the fact that he's hungry. Some people, of course, it's very difficult to do that. But for many or most, a person could actually forget, stop feeling the pangs of hunger, and just listen enthralled to an interesting story, fascinating story that makes him forget his hunger, or a chiddush, something new, a chachma which he did not know before. Meinadel said, I know chachmas that if I would begin to reveal to people these chachmas, little of them, then it is possible that the pleasure of achieving the knowledge of these chachmas would be so great that people could actually live without food or drink. Literally get along without food or drink. They could sustain themselves on the chachmas. This we can understand temporarily. Person's feelings, pangs of hunger. But how do you feed the body? Body must receive nourishment. A bloodstream. Different parts of the body require being fed. A person fasts for a period of time, he could die. He needs nourishment. And yet it is possible there are such types of wisdom that are so rich that they can actually serve a physical purpose too. This is difficult for us to conceive because we don't have that kind of wisdom. And as I said, there is such a chachma that is so wealthy in itself that it expands from the semi-spiritual, mental, to the physical. A person can live on this wisdom alone. He can be lost on a desert island without any trace of food or in the desert and sustain himself with this wisdom alone. It's difficult for us to conceive of such a thing, but of course, it's simple to understand that a tzaddik emes who has much greater powers than this. He can translate the wisdom into something that is physically nourishing. This abundance of this power he possesses. Not only that, but we even go further, that a person could live through this wisdom, and at times a person can practically die also from this wisdom. Because it is possible for a person to hear something that is so pleasant, like one hearing a special type of music that is very eerie, that is ethereal, a heavenly type of music where a person would just dissipate from pleasure. Or he can become so ecstatic from this pleasure that his soul could actually leave him. Person can die from ecstasy. Thrill and ecstasy can actually kill a person. So the Benedict said this wisdom is so great that a person might actually die of ecstasy because his soul would yearn to leave him to merge with this great power of wisdom revealed to him.